Fiction Friday, June 12th. Story by Mrs. V.C. Read by Rashaka. To See Clearly. Sheldon Cooper knew the world was ending when Penny took him to the eye doctor. He needed glasses. That's impossible. He glared at the ophthalmologist. I have perfect 20/20 vision. Not anymore, son, the doctor said kindly before handing Penny the prescription. Make sure he gets them, all right? Men can be stubborn about these sorts of things. She patted Sheldon on the arm, telling him it was perfectly all right. Lots of people needed glasses. It's nothing to be ashamed of. He huffed and puffed the whole way to LensCrafters. Aw, look, Sheldon, she said, pulling out a giant pair of white Gucci sunglasses. These are hot. And $600, he said dryly, shifting around and refusing to look at the selections. She slid the glasses off carefully before replacing them on the rack. Come on, let's pick you out a pair. Doctor said I only needed them for reading, he said, his voice sounding oddly reminiscent to his my keys are in a bowl speech. I know, sweetie. And for work, I need them for work. Sheldon didn't move as Penny slipped a pair of gold frames on his face. She stood back and scrunched her nose. She slid them off as he tried his best not to be there. I won't wear them. Yes, you will. If you don't, you'll ruin your eyes, and then you'll have to wear them all the time. I only have to wear them for work. Penny couldn't help but humor him. He was being a child about this. Glasses were just glasses, and can be awesome accessories if you get the right pair. Yes, sweetie, only for work. She pulled out some thick black ones similar to Leonard's, but didn't even slide them on his face. He needed something delicate and refined. Dignified. She searched the shelves while he gripped his bag. I'll need them for my lectures as well, when I'm reading from the board. And for my classes. Yes, sweetie, she agreed absently, thinking hard about what she wanted to see him in. She saw a tiny glint in the far corner of the top shelf. She pulled them down. They were perfect. Round, but not Harry Potter round, and a thin, rubbed metal so as not to overwhelm his face. She felt their light weight in her hands, the gentle curve for his ear. These were Sheldon's glasses. She slipped them up onto his face and smiled wide. She sure knew how to pick them. The clerk told them to come back in an hour, so she drove him to a nearby comic book shop, and they whiled away that hour, watching Sheldon hold his comic book closer and closer to his face. She laughed, and he frowned, but she had a feeling that he knew the way to the matter now. His eyesight was going to impede his comic book reading. They walked back in, and the clerk recognized Sheldon immediately. He should. Sheldon had only fought him over every detail before she drug him from the store. The clerk pulled his glasses out and fitted them to Sheldon's face, adjusting a nose piece here and an arm there. Penny stood up and pushed him in front of a large mirror. Behold, the future Sheldon! She smiled again, holding his shoulders and leaning around from behind. He seemed a little lost. So, what do you think? She worried for a moment that he didn't like them very much. Sheldon just looked at Mirror Penny and said, with a hint of a blush, I think I see much more clearly now. Thank you, Penny.